Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bill Narlski. Batting second. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Gaston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Narlski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive towards third. Reagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston fires to first and picks off Hodapp. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tote. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. Two outs. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive towards short. Rhine catches it and throws to first to double up Sewell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a line drive towards third. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off McFadden. Two outs. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 1 in the game. Narlski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Erle Virrill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Gaston and he is out, Rhine applying the tag. Two outs. Erle Virrill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virrill is 0 for 1 in the game. Virrill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Virrill reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 0 for 1 in the game. Skerritt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball towards left. Scarrett catches it and throws to first to double up Morgan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McFadden hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Narlsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Bob Barrett pinch hits for Russ Scarrett. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Williams now playing left field. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive towards short. Rein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlsky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to second. One out. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaston is walked intentionally. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rhein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Rhein reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. Reagan scores. Gaston goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFadden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan throws the ball into Gardner, who tags McFadden trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rhein scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Narlsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison pinch hits for Ray Gardner. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a pop-up towards third. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter pinch hits for Jake Miller. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grover Hartley now catching. Jackie Tavener now playing shortstop. Johnny Milges now pitching. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlsky misplays the ball. That's an error on Narlsky. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.